They really dislike Kris Jenner because they think, well, you know, Kris Jenner's put her kids out there and she's done this. And, you know, a lot of people really dislike her. And most of the conversations
Barbara,
that I
can
have.
I ask you something? Is Kris Jenner, who is she now? Is she the wife or the, who is
She's
she?
the mom.
The mom of
She's
who? Yeah, I'm sorry. Bruce Jenner's mom?
No, she's Bruce Jenner's wife.
Wife. Now, hold on a minute. Is she,
And
this Kris
she's
Jenner now, she's Bruce Jenner's wife. Is she still his wife? Like, is she still married to him or her or what?
And that's
They're
what happened.
divorced. Okay, so they're, because if they were married, they would be lesbians now, wouldn't they? Or wouldn't they? Or...
Well, the big question on everyone's mind, it's a gender thing, or is it? World peace, religion, sex, money, politics, climate change, big business, big ideas, and big egos. Nothing is off limits. As I'm joined by some of the most accomplished and highly opinionated women from the far left, the far right, and the far reaches of the planet. This is Malcolm Out Loud, and you're listening to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure.
Well, this is a topic that we really haven't covered in a big way here on Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, but we're going to cover it today, and we're talking about, well, in the big element, we're talking about transgender and, well, which, of course, gender. It's a gender thing, or is it? It sounds like that's central to this show, for sure. But specifically also, the very, very unique story of Caitlyn Jenner. Which, of course, as all of you out there know, is used to be Bruce Jenner. Now, listen, I remember the Olympics. I remember what a hero he was and the patriotism. And he won all those medals. And Bruce Jenner, the athlete. And, God, I never in my wildest imagination did I think there was a woman in there. I mean, every time I seen him, he looked like a man to me. But what the hell do I know, you know? Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. Our co-host today, coming from Los Angeles, Barbara McGee joins us, and from Virginia, Terry Beatley. And we are talking about, well, specifically again, Caitlyn Jenner. Now listen, Caitlyn Jenner is a game changer, as far as I know, because, you know, there was a lot of talk about this, I guess, before then. Of course, it wasn't a lot of talk in my personal world, because I don't really keep up on a lot of this stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of talk about it in the world. And I guess, ladies, the first sign I started to get that the world was changing was when my kids started talking more about, oh, God, pansexual, asexual, homosexual, transgender. And by golly, the kids at 12, 13, and 14 knew more about these topics than I knew. That was the first moment I realized I was in trouble. And I realized that, oh, man, the world is changing. I mean, that's really a true story. I was not following this stuff very closely. But, man, it started to, like, this was like a topic. And you almost had to talk about this stuff at the dinner table. I mean, it's like, which is kind of an awkward, strange conversation. But, you know, again, if you're going to talk about the real world, you kind of have to do it. So the Caitlyn Jenner story, Barbara, when this first came out, I was initially I was definitely taken back. I got to tell you in a strange kind of way, Barbara. I'm just going to, you know me, I put it out there. I felt very sad initially. That was my reaction as a man. I felt very sad. And I thought, because here was this American hero, this American athlete, this American patriot, this guy who we grew up with, who was, you know, the athlete, Bruce Jenner, he did all this, you know. And all of a sudden, he was no longer that person we knew. He was somebody else. And it was kind of a weird moment for me personally. I thought, what the hell is going on with the world, you know? Can you relate to that at all, Barbara? Or am I just off on another moon somewhere, as always?
Well, yeah, I think not only respectfully speaking, you know, because I know we had a wide audience, and I know that this is a very sensitive subject, particularly for parents who are trying to cope with this. But, you know, we have a real split in our understanding. And that's the problem. The problem is that we have a pop culture view of this transgender type personality. Right. And then there's the psychology or the medical view, which is called gender dysphoria. So there is an actual case study. There are many case studies. There are statistics, and there are things that say that this does occur, but it is definitely classified as a disorder under the APA, the American Psychology Association. And the book that rules this is called the DSM-4, and then they have a new edition, which is the DSM-5. And this is what you find that a lot of people hang on to when they say, well, it's not a disorder, it's my right, it's my decision, I decided to do this. Because in 1972, when the DSM-5 came out and said, or 79, forgive me, that they declassified homosexuality, gender dysphoria, and that sort of feeling or psychology in the mind from what is a disorder to something that was of a lesser weight in the book. And so this is what people use.
So, Barbara, you're saying it's kind of like, let me cut to the chase. You're saying it's sort of like a mental disorder, they're saying. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm trying to understand here. Okay, so you're saying it's sort of like a... All right, that's interesting. That's interesting. And you, do you kind of sort of maybe believe that, Barbara?
Well, what happens when we tell secrets, mm-hmm. when we tell lies about something that we're feeling, when we can't control our innermost thoughts?
Right.
And those thoughts take over our entire lives. I mean, let's face it. And then we'll hear what Terry has to say. I'm interested in her opinion. But Bruce Jenner was caught dressing up in his own daughter's clothing. The daughters, I guess they were 14 and 15, and then they thought somebody, you know how you have girls in the house. And they think, well, you're bothering my clothes. You're borrowing my clothes. I don't like it. So they set up a webcam. You know, that's what
you're
we're doing.
You're kidding me. Is this how they found him? This is what happened?
Absolutely.
I had no idea.
Daughters thought that one of them were borrowing clothes. And in the webcam secret setup, they found their own father wearing their
clothes. Barbara, that's unreal. That's unbelievable. That's a hell of a twist to this story in my mind. I had no idea of that. So they got a camcorder to find out who's doing that, and they find out the father is cross-dressing, huh?
That's what
they call that, I think, cross-dressing, when you put right
And
there.
That's when it became a problem for the family. So the family continued. You know, they've been 10 seasons on as the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. And so for the eighth, I think it was the eighth and ninth season or something like that, or maybe for 2 years, they hid that. The family hid that.
Oh, is that right? They hid that part of it in this. Oh, I see. So this whole... Yeah. That's how this whole Kardashian thing and the IC kind of, I never did understand that world, Barbara. I never got there. I never watched it. I didn't know who these people were, but that's kind of the deal, huh? That's, wow.
Yeah, exactly what happened.
Well, I got to tell you, Barbara, in full disclosure now, I've known you since we've started the show now, and I got to tell you, in full disclosure, I have never wore a piece of woman's garments ever in my life, so... And it has never dawned on me to do that. It's never come across my mind to say, well, I wonder how those leotards would look on me. And, you know, and I'm not kind of Matilda out loud anyways. I'm Malcolm out loud. So clearly, I don't think leotards would look really too fabulous on me, quite frankly. I mean, you know, I don't know. Terry, I don't know. This is like a heavy... So I didn't realize this about the Caitlyn dude was dressing up in the kids' clothes. That sounds like some kind of disorder to me. If it ain't that, I don't know what the hell. But that can't be a normal situation if you're dressing up in your kids' clothes. That's weird, isn't it?
Well, Barbara, is this what catapulted the Kardashians onto the national? I'm like Malcolm. It's like, what are these people
Who are they? The Kardashians, okay, so let's give a little backdrop. Just for those who don't know, the Kardashians, Kris Jenner was actually Kris Kardashian. She was married to Robert Kardashian, and they were friends with O.J. Simpson and his wife and the children. They were neighbors, friends, and confidants. And then when the Nicole Simpson situation happened, Robert Kardashian stepped up as a friend and as a lawyer to represent on the dream team for O.J. Simpson. And it wasn't too long after that Kris Kardashian got a divorce from him, And then he, you know, passed away. And then she somehow married Bruce Jenner, but that was not public news. Nobody really was interested in that. Where people became interested in them is because Kim Kardashian had a sexual encounter with Ray J, who was Brandy's brother.
Oh, my dear.
And he publicized that and sold that and still now collects about $90,000 a month from betraying his 17-year-old girlfriend in a sex tape.
Wow. This is starting to hurt. I'm starting to feel pain, Terry. Did you have to ask that question, Terry? Did you have to go there? Come on. I mean, don't you know better than to ask the history of these people?
Well, I mean, I think it's, like Barbara said, for the benefit of our listening audience.
Who probably doesn't give a rat's ass like me, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people don't. But I'm looking at this more on the macro level. And there's a real famous saying, and it goes like this. I'm going to read it. It says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then, only then, are you going to be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Why do I say that? Because perversion, just things that are so twisted, they don't just happen. Mm-hmm. They first happen in the mind. Mm-hmm. And I picked up on, Malcolm, what you said. You said, well, it's never crossed my mind to wear leotards or women's clothing or whatever.
Right.
Because it first has to happen in the mind. Well, so my point in saying this is that a lot of this stuff that people want to normalize, the twistedness, the perversions. I mean, I saw a video yesterday that is so gross, is so horrible what they're doing to children, but people are trying to normalize it. So, I mean, now I guess you heard about in Canada that if a child, you know, is whatever, could be like 2 years old, 3 years old, and indicates, you know, if she's biologically a girl, but suggests that something about a boy, the government can come and take that child away from the parent if the parent doesn't acquiesce to the demands of the child, if the government hears about this. There are no limits to this. When we begin to say we want to do things our way alone, meaning there's no such thing as male and female. It's whatever we want to make it, 50-some different genders. You know what that is? That's bull crap. Okay, there is right, there is wrong, there is male, there is female. And I feel sorry for Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner is still Bruce Jenner. No matter how hard Bruce Jenner and every other person who has this gender issue, confusion, they can try, they can cut parts off, they can fill their body with hormones or blockers, they're still what God made them at the end of the day.
Right.
And it's never going to change. And I feel sorry.
Right. And I kind of did too when I first came across. Barbara, you, I want to pick back up with you a second, because when Terry says that just now, I don't want to put words in your mouth, and nor will I, but I might take a stab at this and think you probably feel the same way, because you made a comment to me recently that you've seen him live, and you said you were pretty taken back by the whole thing. Tell us what that encounter was when you seen him live and what it was like.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, everyone knows that I'm a celebrity makeup artist. I've been doing this for about 25 years. I was on a photo shoot with two young, very good looking, very attractive men. And we were going out to Malibu to do some catalog work. And so I was driving the car, the photographer and the model were in the car, and we were driving. I don't know what their gender was, but I assume the photographer was heterosexual. And I'm not sure about the model, but as we got to the light, there was a beautiful car next to us. And of course, I glanced over, we're at the stoplight. And I saw this person with this hat on that I just got this overwhelming sadness when I looked at them, because it was horrific what I'm saying. This person had no makeup. This person had no hair. You know, it was an in the raw person who has succumbed to plastic surgery and to silicone injections and that sort of thing without any of the trappings that make all that look good. And it was broad day. And so we all were silent. And it was so overwhelming as we sat there for about 5 minutes. The traffic, I mean, people walked in front of our cars. We couldn't
because
stop.
This person didn't look normal anymore, did they?
No, Barbara. And it was so overwhelming.
And I mean, it's kind of, I mean, what words that come to my mind, Barbara, I could imagine you seeing that. Of course, I didn't see it myself, but it's sort of like a freak of nature. I mean, really, for real, you look at that and you're sort of like, you don't really get it. Because
what had he done to me?
Wow.
That was our feeling. I pulled off, we got a parking place, and of course, Bruce Jenner went on, mm-hmm. and we all got out of the car speechless, Malcolm, and right. I saw those two men cry.
Right.
I cried. I turned away from them just for a moment for personal, just to get myself together. I didn't want to make a comment because we knew that there was so much emotional pain going on. It was inappropriate for us to make a public comment. But when I turned around and saw them, they were tearing as well.
Yeah. Wow,
yeah.
is all I can say, Barbara. If I didn't say enough wows there. We're hitting some really interesting chords here early on in this show. And I know you're a very passionate person and very open-minded and very caring and given, Barbara. I know that about you. And all our listeners know that about you since you've been on the show. I mean, you know that almost immediately. And yet I know your reaction to this particular story, and that's why you had said, you know, we really need to cover the Caitlyn Jenner story on the show, which is, you were kind of the impetus for why we went here and said, yeah, let's do this thing. So I find it interesting for a lot of reasons, but you sort of put it out there, and Terry kind of backed it up, that it's some sort of disorder. Now, Barbara, you're saying it's a disorder. Terry's saying more about that it is a disorder. I mean, what else could it be? I mean, I don't know what is the other side, the pro side that say this is all fabulous and a great thing in life? It's like a let it be, live and let free. And, you know, is that the kind of, I mean, what does the other side say about that? Do they think it's a disorder or do they think it's not a disorder? Does anybody know that?
Well, I think that Caitlyn Jenner's, or Bruce Jenner, let's just go with Bruce Jenner.
Wow.
Bruce Jenner, I believe, lost himself.
Okay.
In the show, in his fame, in his life, in his, you know, it's one of those things that happens when you are a renowned sports person. Right. And then all of a sudden, you've got people in your household that are more famous than you. You've got all these women in the household.
Hold on. Isn't that interesting? Hold on. That is interesting what you just said to me. Wow. So here, now hold on. Here you got this guy here, Barbara. As you just said, I mean, he's a world Olympic figure, right? Right? I mean, he's world renowned. He's a major athlete, won all those medals, created history. I mean, that's a hell of a legacy, Barbara. That's a major legacy. And now here you go, you get all these other people in the family now becoming, you just said, more famous than he, because that was happening, right?
Oh, that was happening. The show, Ryan Seacrest's show, The Kardashians, been on about 10 seasons, and it is one of the number one shows, the number one show on each channel.
So, Barbara, could this have been a ploy by him? Think about that a moment. I wonder, could this have been a ploy by him to possibly get his fame back? In other words, could this have all been in his mind? Like, now imagine this, people. Just imagine. So this guy, this accomplished athlete, this guy who's used to the fame, he's the guy that usually the cameras would go to when you come into the room. And all of a sudden, maybe he's, I'm not trying to be derogatory here, but maybe he's like a washed up athlete. He's older. The cameras maybe don't come to us as much. And now you've got all these other people in the family rising and the cameras are chasing them. And I wonder if there's sort of a thing there that sort of flipped in his mind where he said, I can only imagine. And this guy said, well, I got to do something. I got to do something to get my fame back. All right. Hold that thought there. I want to come back and put Barbara and Terry on that. But that really is a question that comes to my mind. Could that have happened? I really wonder if that could have happened where this man went in and thought, oh, man, this ain't working for me anymore. I mean, when you got fame and you got that kind of fame, you kind of, that kind of becomes, you kind of embody that fame. You think, you know, you, let's face it, people. I mean, come on. We talked about this the other day on another show, but, you know, people are going to kiss your feet and feed you grapes and treat you like the superstar god that you think you are, open the door and the limousine and the thing and the thing and whisk you in and whisk you out. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, hey, I think, you know, you kind of sit back and you say, oh, the good life, oh, the good life. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Terry Beatley and Barbara McGee. We're a new breed of talk radio with a new breed of host and shows to entertain and inform you. It's America Out Loud Talk Radio. Shows that impact your health, honor our heroes, political talk, shows that inspire you to live a truly authentic life. You can hear your favorite shows on networks like iHeartRadio or AHA Radio, or just download our free apps on both Android and Apple. But we are proud to have you as one of our growing family of listeners. We are the Vision of the Voices, AmericaOutLoud.com. And the Caitlyn Jenner story is a bit of an odd story. It's a sad story. But Terry, I kind of have a simple view on this, I guess. It's not real complex for me. Am I trying to simplify it too much, or do you kind of get where I'm at to any degree, or do you want to slap me down here a minute?
I don't want to slap you down at all.
Okay.
I think all of, you know, our opinions, all these thoughts, I think all three of us are sharing them in the spirit of love. So to have an opinion,
amen,
does not mean you're hating somebody.
Amen.
In fact, I would make the argument that to share these strong opinions on people who are falling for hollow and deceptive philosophy, for people who are leaning on their own understanding when the God of the universe tells us, don't lean on your own understanding, trust in the Lord. He's telling us, trust in the Lord. So I'm sure we've got people out there, probably half of the listening audience, who think, oh, we're being mean and hateful. And no, I believe we're loving people with the truth. So when I speak those words, lean not on your own understanding. So if you're Bruce Jenner, who's always going to be Bruce Jenner, but in his confused way, he's thinking he wants to be a woman and all that, what I would be encouraging him prior to all of these chemical, hormonal, all that transformation, it would have been words of encouragement to Bruce. Set your minds on things above. Okay, not here on earthly things. Think about, like, my friend over here in Kenya. She's a little nun over in Kenya, and God put on her heart to start a school. And it's amazing what she's done with such little money. She now helps graduate over 200, I don't know, right now she's got like 250 or 350 girls in the school in a poor little village in Kenya. Why do I bring this up in connection with Bruce Jenner? If Bruce Jenner had kept his mind on things above and leaned not on his own understanding, but trusted in the Lord, that the Lord had not made him by mistake a man, Bruce Jenner could have taken those tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, whatever that man has spent on trying to do something that is absolutely impossible.
Oh, it's in millions, Terry. It's in the millions.
Millions? Okay, well, taken all that and gone and helped little Sister Rose,
right,
over here in the village of Kenya, to help girls get an education so they don't get prostituted at the age of 13 or 14 or sold into marriage at such a tender age. So my point is, God's not wrong. And I'm not trying to like preach to your audience or whatever. God doesn't make mistakes. And the saddest thing, one of the saddest things I have ever seen, is a video of a man who did what Bruce Jenner has done. Oh, and because he was lost. He was lost. He was yearning for the kind of love, the kind of attention that only God can give.
Well,
him.
Terry, do you think he was yearning more when we finished the last segment? I'd mentioned this. Do you think there was any possibility in this crazy story that he was yearning for the spotlight when that started to happen and the other family members? Could that have played into this or no?
No.
No.
No, not at the end of the day. Not when you boil everything down. But I believe, and I mean, it's human nature. We crave love. We crave attention, but we look for it in all the wrong places. Sometimes we're craving love so bad, we're willing to go have sex with anybody, sell our souls that way. We're willing to go and try to turn our bodies into a sex that's impossible because God made us in a different sex. It's distorted. So we're thirsting for the love of God. And I'm not trying to sound preachy to your audience. God tells us, you've already recognized him, Malcolm, on your show today. Usually you recognize God every show that you do. But today you've already said it. I mean, God doesn't make mistakes. And his word tells us, lean not on
no,
your
own. And I'm going to say to you, Terry, I think, Barbara, you're in the same camp as, I mean, I know you're a very strong faith Christian woman. I know that about you if I know anything, Barbara McGee. And I know you probably kind of fall into the same line of thinking that, or am I wrong?
Well, no, absolutely. But I do believe that there is an external gnawing mm-hmm. on a person who has lost the spotlight right. to other people in the house who are known for their looks.
So you think there's something to that, Barbara, as I mentioned, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I think that Bruce, even though I agree totally with Terry,
right.
but I think that this thing is a compounded thing. I think that at some point, now this is why a lot of people,
you
know, they really dislike Kris Jenner because they think, well, you know, Kris Jenner's put her kids out there and she's done this. And, you know, a lot of people really dislike her. And most of the conversations
Barbara,
that I
can
have,
I ask you something? Is Kris Jenner, who is she now? Is she the wife or the,
she's the mom.
The mom of who? Yeah, I'm sorry. Bruce Jenner's mom?
No, she's Bruce Jenner's wife.
Now, hold on a minute. Is she this Kris Jenner now? She's Bruce yeah. Jenner's wife. Is she still his wife? Like, are they? Is yeah. she still married to him or her or what?
No, and that's what
they're divorced. Okay, so because if they were married, they would be lesbians now, wouldn't they? Or wouldn't they? Or
well,
how does that work?
Here's the thing. If you are in the gay community,
right,
and you run across someone that, so let's get this straight. You run across someone who is cross-dressing or is in gender dysphoria.
Right.
They still say, now I'm not talking about Caitlyn Jenner, I'm talking about just in general.
All right, fair enough.
They say that is not a homosexual act, that is the belief that is you're still heterosexual, you're still attracted to those who are opposite sex of you, but you are just in, you see yourself almost like a bulimic or anorexic. When you look in the mirror, you see or yearn for this female continuity to pop up. And so you're overwhelmed with this. So let's go back to Kris Jenner, the wife and mother in the home. Could you just imagine? At some point in time, I am sure that she caught him in her things. And for me, once I find out that my husband has been in my daughter's clothing. The marriage is over.
Oh, that's a game changer, Barbara. Come on. I mean, I know you take, I can imagine what, I can just imagine Barbara walking into the home and Barbara McGee is my wife and I'm doing that. I'm Jenner, dude, and you're my wife. Oh, my God. I could just imagine you walking in. You'd walk into the kitchen and grab a knife. Get out of here, you idiot, right?
well, maybe not, but it would probably, I have to admire her for, number one, staying in the marriage. Number two, staying on the show that was paying them quite a bit.
You admire Kris Jenner for staying in the marriage?
Well, yes.
I don't admire her. I'd have ran so far away from him. I think if you stay in that marriage, you're a lunatic. Why would you stay in a marriage like that with a guy who's cross-dressing with your kids and doing all this crazy stuff? Get out of here.
Because she saw it as a mental illness. And that was her children's
problem. I see. So you're saying she felt compassion and all of that. Okay.
And she had to work it out so that the family didn't fall apart. I think.
Yeah, but he doesn't see it as a mental disorder, does he, Bruce or Caitlin?
Oh no, because why? Because the world, as Terry pointed out, the world picked it up and ran with it.
Oh, you're so right. God, did you have this thing nailed down, Barbara McGee? You had this nailed down before we even started today.
Right. So let me add in here. So is it possible then that Kris Jenner hung in there because this is a huge moneymaker? and I'm not being critical when I say that, is it possible, Barbara? Because I don't know this story.
Well, okay. Let me put it to you like that, and I think that's a great point that you made, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of money, number one, to be made, and a lot of money, number one, to be made so he could go on and live separately. Because let me tell you something about this. The interesting thing about all of this is that in his preoccupation for being female, I mean, he's got the hair, he's got the lashes, he's got the breasts going. You know, think about this. He had an accident on Malibu Highway 1 that killed someone.
Right. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, he was almost went to prison, but he didn't, right? He got away with it?
Yeah, he was able to get out of it. You know, they have great lawyers. Not only do they have great lawyers, but they have a wealth of money to dig in and be able to help with that. But if I were Chris, not a dime of my money wow. would have been spent on any of his antics. And that's the way I would have seen.
I wonder if these people are aliens from another planet, Barbara, and they're transplanted here, do you think? Because they have all these attorneys and stories and sleeping with who. It sounds like just a soap opera of life, but maybe they're from another planet or something. I don't know. You know... The whole story is bizarre, isn't it? How do you keep...
I have clients like this. This is not... Wow. This is why we're discussing this, because these are people that could be your neighbor. We have to start thinking about how to handle our children who are being trained, like you said, they're being programmed already to see...
Oh, they are. Oh, they so are. And, you know, I just think I missed my calling at this point. I think I should have been Margaret Out Loud or something. And sort of, I would have had all that money and fame and exposure. People would have kissed my feet. No, Barbara?
Well, let me tell you what would have happened. Terry, the interesting thing is the lady lost her life on the freeway.
Right.
And, of course, the family sued because of this situation. And I believe that Bruce Jenner was pushed even further to do the ESPY Awards and the Vogue cover, because now he's living apart from the family and out of the financial covering. And he had to come up with money to pay his way in this lawsuit.
I see. I see. That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think he got himself, the person I saw had done more than they wanted to do. And I think he got caught in that inertia, which many of us do. We get caught in inertia. And then the next, like remember the story, Terry, we used to tell our children, the one we used to read about the emperor has no clothes. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then it was all of a sudden, you know, no one would tell him the truth. I mean, could you just imagine how many of his children, I mean, on this show, they try to make it seem like, well, we are accepting of everyone, but many of his children don't even speak to him anymore.
You know, that's interesting. You really have a good look at this, and you pointed out some very interesting things, Barbara, that really have opened my eyes. It's fascinating. But the way they've used it now for fame and fortune and, fame and fortune. I mean, if that isn't enough, I don't know what is for these people. But it's like an organism over there that continues to grow and breed all this disorder and craziness and what have you. But here's the biggest thing you've latched onto, which I think we need to explore now, is the damage. You just said it right there a moment ago. And in a real sense, the damage, this story... for their own self-serving interest, which you've already pointed out, that it's doing in pop culture, that it's doing to our kids, that it's doing in the cover of Vogue and the cover of, you know, all of this fancy Hollywood stuff, like it's cool looking or so. Oh, look at that guy. I mean, it's like it's sort of become, and like you said, Barbara, he supposedly when it gets all done up, which you know this world real well because it's a world you help people look better, but here's a guy that... looks pretty bad on the sense of it. When he wakes up in the morning, if he's, you know, on the side of you, you'd probably run out of the room screaming. Sounds like a monster, maybe, the way it doesn't look natural, obviously. I mean, I know I'm being, you know, I'm hypothetical. I'm dressing this thing up. But the point I'm saying is, you know, it's really weird. But back to the big thing, the pop culture, the kids. We are losing a generation here because I just know because all of a sudden... my kids started to come in and talk about this so freely. I was kind of blown away. And they were sort of educating me on all these terms that were hip, that were being used in school. And I was sort of listening to them, and it was, well, do you know what that means, Dad? And they would like elbow the next one, like, I got one on Dad here, you know? Or do you know what that one means over here, Dad? And, you know, I really didn't know, because I didn't learn this stuff in school. I just really didn't, you know, this just wasn't a thing. You know, he wasn't out there. It wasn't out there. I mean, the closet was still in existence. I mean, people that were doing this shit was doing it in the closet, evidently. And, you know, there's something to be said about the closet. At least the closet sort of protects humanity. I know a lot of people are not going to like that I said that. Because, oh, you've got to be out of the closet, whatever that is. I mean, you know, whatever that means in your life, that could mean a whole lot of things. You understand? But I know I'm really speaking out of turn here, ladies. But you know what I mean by the closet term? I mean, but at the end of the day, I mean, really and truly, I just look at all this and I bring it back to God is in control of all this stuff. I mean, where do all these people think they're going with this?
One place they're going is not a very pleasant place.
No.
In the process of doing this, in the process of trying to normalize, you know, you look at history, a country that begins to thumb its nose on God the Creator, eventually the people in power who continue to thumb their noses at God the Creator, they will then begin to force their worldview onto the rest of us. Now, it's already begun because you look how Facebook and all this, you know, pop culture has embraced the lies that there's more than two different genders. So that's normalizing.
And that's what they're doing. There's more than two genders. And what it becomes, Terry, is a litany list of you know, I have this crazy visual, Terry, that, you know, someone like a Caitlin Bruce, quasi AKA Jenner, is up there at the pearly gates. You know, he's in his purgatory mode if he gets there. I don't know, really. But he's up there and he say, okay, so what's your story now, fella, ma'am? What are you again? And, you know, the Lord just keeps coming down the list and it's like, you know, check in a bad way, 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 check in a bad way. And what are we doing? I mean, he didn't have a shot at going through that way. So I know we're trying, I don't know.
Here's my question to both of you all.
Yeah?
What's more loving? What's loving to speak the truth? Like right. If Bruce Jenner had been my neighbor, not that I could ever have afforded the kind of neighborhood that man lives in, but if he had been my neighbor and he had come over and he said, Terry, let's have a cup of coffee. I'm considering, you know, going through all these surgeries, everything, all that to try to turn myself into a woman. What would have been more loving to this man? Me speaking the truth, I would have been saying, Bruce, you know, stop. Don't conform to the patterns of this world. Spend more time with God. Spend more time in prayer. Ask God, what could you really be putting all your thoughts and your energy into? It could have been helping children as far away as Kenya.
Or maybe you use the tools that God has given you or work with what you got, with what you have, and do something extraordinary in the world. I mean, what's wrong with that picture, right?
Because he used this platform and said that I'm doing this on behalf of the 1.4 million men in the United States who claim this same condition.
Wow. 1.4 million. All right, we got to pause here. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here.
We are one of the fastest growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. And we stand proudly with the men and women who serve in our armed forces and our law enforcement heroes. Thank you for being part of our family. And we'll see you back at AmericaOutLoud.com.
Well, looking good and feeling good are not exactly the same thing. It's just like a car. It may look good from the outside, but what's the inside look like? More importantly than that, what's the inside of your cells look like? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Well, when I started taking Healthy Cell just a few months ago, it has changed my program. I mean, it's boosted my energy. I sleep better, sharper focus. I feel healthier, and hopefully we'll all live longer with improved cells. Well, 90-plus nutrients infused into every cell of your body. Well, this is an exclusive offer for Friends of America Out Loud. You can try it today free. And when I say free, I mean free. It's our Healthy Cell Pro 7-Day Sample. Free shipping, no risk, no obligation, no credit card required. So this is a complimentary gift from America Out Loud. You can go to healthycell.com/outloudsample or just go to americaoutloud.com and click the large banner ad, and our complimentary gift will be on its way to your home.
You're listening to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. I am your co-host, Barbara McGee. Coming from Los Angeles, we have the lovely Terry Beatley and, of course, Malcolm Out Loud. We're discussing Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, and what has happened now that time has passed and the spotlight has dimmed. And how do you really make and weigh these decisions in pop culture when you get caught up? That's what we're really talking about. The point that I wanted to do in the last segment of the show is I wanted to talk a little bit about those people out there who are listening that are dealing with this. I wanted to talk about the fact that in the United States, this is about a million people are dealing with this. And in terms of a Gallup poll from one of my psychology handbooks, I won't give the name of it, but it says that really when you're talking about LGBT and when you're talking about people who identify as different sex, we're talking less than 5% of our U.S. population, but they take 98% of our media coverage. Wow. So I think that's very, very interesting how when you're on Highway 5, like I was on Highway 5 with my daughter, and I found myself going to the bathroom on the road at the store that I just spent $5 so I could use the bathroom, because you know you just can't just go in, right? And there was a line of men, and then there was the female bathroom who they had turned into an employee bathroom, and the men's bathroom was a unisex bathroom for all of us to use. And I saw this little small girl standing with all these strange men trying to use the bathroom. And I thought to myself, how does a small percentage of people dealing with gender dysphoria affect the entire nation's policy on how we use the bathroom?
Well said, Barbara. Well said. They had that whole transgender bathroom problem in the, Carolina there, North Carolina, was it or so?
Yes.
That was a big deal. But you're so right. And you know, Barbara, it seems like there are a lot of people around the country, and not just in this particular issue, but where the minority, they want their problems, like you say, 5%, 2%, 1%, not even 1%. I mean, and that's like the biggest issue, and they want to transform the whole world, the whole country, the whole world, whatever it is they can transform to their liking, to their thinking, to whatever. And the hell with the majority, right? Come on.
May I answer her question? How does a small minority transform an entire nation? Can I answer it?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. They do it the same way the homosexual agenda did it just, you know, recently, right before the transgender, you know, campaign. But they do it the same way that the abortion industry did it back in the late 60s and early 70s. And this is how it was done. There's nothing new under the sun. And it was an 8-point strategy. Most of those points are this. Number one, they frame the debate. Number two, they then launch what we call the cynical slogans. Okay. Number three, they then use the complicit media. The same thing the abortion industry did. They use the complicit media. So they quote false polling and false facts. They then try to rationalize their position. They then repeat the lies over and over. And we all know that in the media, if you repeat the lies long enough, the lies become the, quote, truth. This is exact. And then the last part is they then use the voters. They will then take it once they've normalized this enough. They then, because they know that the people will rise up against. But if they've already affected the laws, then it minimizes what the people can do. right? So those are basically 7 out of the 8 things that the abortion industry did. The homosexual did it. Now the transgenders do it. And now they're trying to take our children down, just like that Teen Vogue article. And it's about time the American public woke up and said, you know what? There is such a thing as truth. And this is why I keep going back to God's word, because he tells us, don't be conformed by hollow and deceptive philosophy, period. And I say that with love, not with condemnation. So if we're going to sing America the Beautiful and we're going to pray and we're going to mention God on this show, well, then fine. Let's quote what God says. And he says, don't fall for hollow and deceptive philosophy and put your thoughts on him, because he doesn't make mistakes. Not the God we serve.
Well, now, that's my thought. Also, I will say that a lot of times when I'm talking with people about this, they, you know, this is why God has been deluded as well. And I'm not, for those people out there, it doesn't mean that I don't love you and support you. But what it does mean is that there are rights and wrongs we have to know about it, such as sexual addiction, such as being a woman who gambling, food. I mean, there are all these things that preoccupy our mind. And I remember just recently, I put 10 scriptures on my Facebook that actually brought up what God says about not conforming and not having relationships man on man on woman on woman. And people on Facebook really gave me a hard time about the fact that I did this. I mean, I have a lot of friends on Facebook. They're not my friends. Let's get that straight. I have a lot of people who are, we share information. And it was just very shocking. I think it's also shocking to know that we live in a society that leads by their sexuality, by your sexuality preference, by your sexuality thoughts, by your desires, whatever those might be, that's how you lead your life. And my parents never taught me to lead with my sexuality. I was to lead with the accomplishments that I've made. And I will also say that, and you know, I have to get this out, that as an African American, Native American minority, it is very uncomfortable to be positioned in a sentence, gays, Jews, blacks. I mean, that's kind of how people say it, as if we are, as people that are of another ethnic background, are part of this community.
Well, the thing I want to assure you, Barbara, today, I want to tell you, and I mean this wholeheartedly, when that statement, and you've mentioned that statement a couple of times on the show, and I respect that, I understand that, when you say the blacks, Jews, gays, whatever it is that statement is, yeah, I want you to understand something. When somebody uses that statement in your company, or you hear or see that statement, you have to remember immediately that those people are part of Satan's camp. Those are evil people. There's nobody that would be from God's camp that is going to make such a statement, okay? So blow it off and just don't worry about it, because they're just from the devil anyways. They're just evil. I just want to minimize that, because it's taken up space and you're such a beautiful person. And the space that takes up in you is always a concern to me, because it's just total bullshit, Barbara. And so I need to say that to you on this show, because you've mentioned that statement a few times, and I don't hang with the people who make those kinds of statements, because I couldn't give them the time of the moment or the air that I breathe, because it's just total rubbish. Total rubbish.
I don't hang either.
So the next time that happens, flip them off and just move on, because they're not worth your space, your time, your brain. That's all I'm saying, Barbara, with all respect.
I appreciate that. So I'm standing right now flipping my TV off, because that's where it comes from.
Well, then, and the TV is a problem. It's a cancer. You're right. It's a cancer, and that, which is why I don't watch TV, because I find it absurd and ridiculous. The whole media program is absurd. I can't stand the TV, Barbara. I can't stand all those shows of violence and crime and people who watch these shows where they murder and they rape people, and that's called entertainment. And they go, oh, I want to watch CSI Istanbul and Law and Order, you know, Baghdad. What the hell? I don't want to watch that crap. I mean,
well, you know, here's another thing. We haven't talked about that yet on this show. But, you know, what is this whole show hole about? You know, you get this show hole and you watch like 50 of those shows or, 11 seasons, which could be over 100 shows. People are doing that and filling their minds with that, focusing on that and not focusing on edifying their soul.
See, that's the problem. That's it, Barbara. That's it. You just nailed it. And yeah. The stuff we put into our minds, you know what it is, Barbara? It's garbage in, garbage out.
And Malcolm, yeah. That takes us right back to your first comment that I had kind of woven back around when you said, you know, I never have given it any thought to wear women's clothing and all that. It goes back to the mind. That's where, we haven't even said the word, the S-I-N word, but that is where it begins. It begins in the mind. Nobody goes and to kill somebody without first thinking, you know, for the most part. I mean, it's to a certain degree, it's premeditated. Right. You got to think it first before you do it. So and God tells us to guard our heart, for it's the wellspring of life. So if our hearts, our minds, our hearts are always on wrong or bad or what we want and not what God wants, well, we're gonna reap the ramifications, the consequences of it. And so I say that with love. And yeah, I also want to say, Barbara, I think Barbara is amazing to be living out, you know, in that LA, California area in the midst of all this. And yeah. I'm over here in Virginia. You're just shining a bright light because you're in it.
Barbara has been a gift to this show, Terry. She's been amazing. Just amazing. Yeah. I mean, I get comments all the time about Barbara on this show, and she has been. And, you know, a lot of people just believe she brings a lot of common sense, and that's what they like. You know, I just, you know, there's so much to this story. You know, listen, we are in the battle of everything we're talking about right now. This, we can decipher it this way, the denominator, the collective denominator of all this here, this is a fight for good versus evil. This is a good versus evil fight. That's what this is. It's always good versus evil. Because, you see, when you talk about the mind, Terry Beatley, and you say, well, that stuff doesn't enter your mind. No. No, what enters my mind is what's good in humanity. It's helping people out. It's doing the things that make a difference in the world. These are the things that enter my mind. They're naturally there. Because the reason for that, Terry, is because I'm a gift from God's camp. Because I'm one of his disciples. Because I'm on his agenda. Because he's using me. He's using America Out Loud. To do all the good, beautiful things we can do in the world. And that's just not a secret. And if you like that, great. You're a part of the program. And if you don't, that's okay. I don't really care. That's where Out Loud comes from. We're the Out Loud truth here. And, you know, it's not meant to placate things like, you know, this isn't, you know, Malcolm go home or Malcolm be quiet or anything. No, it's we're Out Loud. It's the Out Loud truth. We call it the Out Loud truth. And we also call it Let the Silent Voices Be Heard. Now, I want to say something to you here. Pop culture. We got to cover this last big point here. Because here's what I want everybody listening to understand. So how big of a deal is this? How big of a problem is this? Why should you worry? Why should you be concerned? You just want to blow it off. It doesn't matter. Okay, folks. Pay attention. In Washington, the state of Washington, the schools there, and in many other schools now around this country we call the United States of America, yeah, the country you live in, perhaps, if you live here, and of course our show is heard worldwide, so you may not be here, you may be in another country, you may be in Europe, you may be in Australia, terrific, fine. But let's talk about the West, not just the United States, but the West. I always like to reference it as the West, because that's where freedom lives. Yeah, okay. So you take a look at Washington here and many other areas here, and they're teaching all this transgender stuff in school. So let me give you an example. Beginning in kindergarten in Washington, students are taught about the many ways to express gender. Gender expression education includes information about the manifestations of traits that are typically associated with a gender. Cross-dressing is one form of gender expression. So little Mary Lou and little Johnny, this is what happens. And it's okay, this is what people are, and they cross-dress and this and that. Like the Caitlyn Jenner story there, was doing it with his kids, okay? And then in third grade, they're introduced to the concept of gender identity. These children will be taught that they can choose their own gender. So you can choose if you're a man or a girl or a boy or a girl or whatever you want to be. You can choose that. That's in third grade. Fourth grade, you're expected to define sexual orientation. That refers to whether a person's identity is heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, or whatever that might be, so that they can teach about HIV prevention and all that. Fourth and fifth grades, about the relativity of gender roles and so on and so forth, and male and female human beings and what have you. By the time you get into high school, they evaluate how culture, media, society, and other people influence, they influence our perceptions of gender roles, sexuality, and relationships and sexual orientation. So here's the thing. This is what is happening. So mom and dad, who's busy working, creating a life, they got kids, they go to school. And I'm talking public school, private school. It doesn't matter. They're teaching it. And my kids go to a Christian school. My kids go to a Christian school. And they know every bit about us. Don't give me the stuff that you think you're protected because your kids are in Christian school or private school. I got news for you. they probably know twice as much as the kids in public school. I don't know for sure, but the kids know plenty. So that's not a protection. That's not some falsehood. Well, my kids go to such and such of the rosary, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't mean anything, you know? And so this is what's happening to the kids. So now you take this pop culture that Barbara's been talking about and Terry's been talking about. You got a lethal soup now. Now you get them marching in the streets. We have a right. We're 2% of this, but we got a right. And we're going to protest. We got the drag queens out here. And we're going to protest. We want to stand up for what's right. And we want to go to the bathroom where we want to go to the bathroom. We want to go in the middle of Fifth Avenue. We want to go in the middle of Fifth Avenue. What's wrong with that? I mean, where are we going? What's left? Listen, catch us at AmericaOutloud.com and catch this show every day, either through the talk radio networks like iHeartRadio or right at the apps, Android or Apple. We are thrilled that you're part of our journey, and we're blessed to be part of your journey, friends. Terry Beatley, Barbara McGee. This is Malcolm Out Loud. To be continued, friends.